Howdy, howdy!
Hello!
And welcome to But It Was Aliens! The paranormal comedy podcast where we play paranormal activity to decide for the questionable benefit of humanity whether that activity really was paranormal. My name is Mr. Kev in the John, and alongside me, with no idea what I'm about to drop, is Mr. Granville Moonwalker.
But I bet it's gonna smell.
Oh, it's gonna fill up your nose. Those navel cavities, y'all. Today, we begin in Caesar, Northern Cleveland County, North Carolina.
Today, we begin at the start.
At the beginning. June the 5th, 2010. The population of Caesar at this time was 297.
It's not a lot.
It's barely any, really. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name. Small town like that, everyone's gonna know everyone, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Do you reckon a small town like that, you have about like four families?
And 297 people. They've all got many.
This is 10, four surnames.
20 children each. Generations.
But generations.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like, no one leaves. Or like they leave and then they come back and then they live there.
This is completely irrelevant to the episode, but I believe it is pronounced Caesar, not Kazar or something like that, because when the town was registered, they sent it off as Caesar, as in Julius Caesar spelling, and someone made a typo on the town registration, so when it came back, it was Kazar, but it's supposed to be Caesar.
Did they make a typo?
Did they? They just messing. Let's get into the probe. June the 5th, 2010.
It was 297 people.
It was 3 a.m.
Witching hour.
In the morning. Our subject today, Tim Peeler, was watching the Gospel Channel, and I can assure you that Tim wasn't watching the adult channels. Tim even quoted the channel number, which was even playing in the background, as Tim later gave his own account of the event we were about to probe.
He was definitely watching a channel that he wasn't...
At 3am, well, of course you're going to watch the Gospel Channel.
I say a channel that you're not meant to watch. I mean, you can watch whatever you want. He's definitely watching a channel that he doesn't want other people to know he was watching.
The Gospel Channel.
So he's memorised the Gospel Channel's number.
Tim headed outside by some barrels, possibly to check on his dogs, when Tim heard some coyotes fighting something. Tim did what any respectable mountain man would do and went inside to fetch what I think were collars, planning to possibly catch the coyotes in Tim's yard. Tim had two female dogs, bitches, if you will, and these bitches were in heat, which may have attracted the coyotes. But as Tim returned to his yard, Tim didn't see coyotes. Oh, no, no. Tim made out a figure in the shadows across Tim's yard.
I was going to make a joke about Tim peeling himself off. But
that sounds so dirty.
Your pronunciation of coyotes is throwing me each time.
Coy.
Coyotes.
They're coy, sir.
Shy little bastards. These coyotes. And I know you're doing it on purpose to wind me up.
Never. Have you Wiley Coyote?
Ah, oh, you little bitch.
You seem to be able to think of nothing else now.
Why would you take collars to catch coyotes?
So that you're throwing me off now. So that struck me as a little strange as well.
I would have assumed one of the first things he would have reached for was a gun.
Well,
to go and protect his dog from these coyotes.
Maybe he's a lover, not a fighter. Stop it. Only I can do that.
Is he,
this man backs his hunting skills, I think, doesn't he? He's trying to catch the coyotes.
But why? Is he hoping to breed whatever type or breed of dog that he has with a coyote?
You're about... I don't know if that's possible. I have no idea.
Neither do I.
I don't know if they're closely enough related, but what I'm thinking is that this man is a Pokemon trainer. He has got to catch them all. Anything that goes in his yard is basically his.
He wants to be the very best.
You come on here now. You're mine.
Like no one ever was.
Mm-hmm. The figure approached one of Tim's dogs in the yard. Tim approached the shadowy figure with a large stick in hand.
Coyotes.
As Tim did, the dog had ran inside its kennel, was going crazy in there. Tim grabbed his swamp light as he further approached, and I'll just add that the swamp light hangs off a sort of utility area, almost like a shed missing the front wall, extending across Tim's yard, so it's easy to grab things as you move. Tim was a well-equipped man, and protective dog dad mode kicked in. As Tim got real close, Tim got a good look at this large invader on Tim's land. Tim wasn't quite ready to take in what he was seeing, though, because Tim extended the stick he was holding and said, "Get away from here! Get away!" Yes,
fucking roo.
Tim twatted the creature. Well, poked the creature with his stick. That creature was Bigfoot.
Sassy part two.
Indeed. This is indeed the Sassy Saga part two. Miss Damu Walker introduced us to the Sassy Saga / Bigfoot over on the Patreon with episode one, where we covered the Patterson footage.
Mm-hmm.
Part two is about to hit you square in the nuts, my friend.
What I was going to say is, what the fuck is a swamp light? Is it like a lantern?
A light on a lead. Yeah, basically.
Okay.
It's what you look around your swamp with to make sure there ain't no gators or big feet.
Protective dog dad mode. Has that kicked in for you yet?
Hell yeah. I was walking Mr. Moxley earlier on today, and this little kid came down the path, not the road, the path, on like a kick bike, a motorbike, a really shitty one.
Oh yeah.
And I growled. I was like, "You better not scare my dog." I'll hit a kid. About to have a child. I had a poo bag in one hand and that was ready to swing. Shit was about to go down, literally.
Cracked him in his face with it.
And his beak.
And his beak, cotton. It was also going to prompt me, have you seen the video of the dog dad that punches the roo?
No.
You've not?
You mentioned roos, though, yeah. You mentioned it as I was going
through
it, didn't
you? Yeah, because you said protective dog dad, and it reminded me of the guy that punched a kangaroo
to
get it off
his dog.
You'll
send that to me after.
Fucking punched a roo. That's fucking a hench,
yeah,
roo as well.
To be fair, I'm obviously speaking in jest a little bit here. I don't know that I would punch a roo.
You fucking would if Moxley was being grabbed.
Well, maybe, yeah. Maybe I'd throw shit at it and pin it down and beat the crap out of it. And
I mean, I'm not advocating punching here, but...
jokes aside, still... roos are big and muscly bastards. You've got to be pretty brave to clock one.
Fucking bear, I got...
Or stupid.
Fucking bear, I get still.
Tim Peeler poked the Bigfoot with his stick.
Fucking peeled himself off.
Stop that. Stop that right now. Don't make those hand gestures as you say it either. The Bigfoot pegged it across the garden as it wanted no piece of Tim.
It peeled off.
Tim headed back inside. 5 minutes passed before Tim's dogs kicked up a fuss again.
Fucking back.
This time, Tim headed out of his back door to take the creature by surprise. Yes, Tim knew what was out there and was acting like a true mountain man. The creature was in the same place as before, by the dog kennel. The dog had a chain chained to her and was running all around Bigfoot in panic, running around and through their legs, meaning that the metal chain was wrapped around Bigfoot's legs. The Bigfoot reached down and ripped the welded chain off itself. Tim approached the Bigfoot again and said, Get away from here! Tim punched Bigfoot. Yes, this man punched Bigfoot. I don't know why Tim opted to punch when he had a large stick to keep his distance, but this is what Tim did in the moment. Tim Peeler is the man who punched Bigfoot.
Right, I have a thought here.
Yes?
What if this Bigfoot is trying to free these dogs because it doesn't like seeing animals chained up?
It's actually a pacifist and peaceful.
Yep. It thinks they're being held against their will.
Tim Peeler has approached it and clocked it one.
What if this Bigfoot can speak dog and they're... It's not running around its legs in panic. It's running around its legs happy. Same way when I walk in the house, Moxley's like at my legs all the bloody time.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe that's the same thing here.
Or maybe Bigfoot is a horny son of a gun. That dog is in heat. And Tim Peeler does clarify about 30 times, by the way, that the dogs are in heat. It's really important to Tim. Like, incredibly important to get that fact across. I hope you're forming a picture in your mind of Tim.
Yep.
Excellent.
The man who punched Bigfoot.
Yeah. But maybe Bigfoot was horny. Lady Bigfoot, or I don't know, at this point, whether Bigfoot is male, female, or doesn't have a gender. We might find out in a little bit. I'm not giving away anything.
Would you like me to tell you how I'm picturing Tim right now without specifically telling you?
Absolutely.
There's a friend of ours who we have known them since our youth.
Yes.
Picture red and white hat, gun. And nearly punched another friend of ours in your room.
Okay. Right, moving on. You're going to stop gesturing peeling off to me. Tim again told Bigfoot to get away. Dog Daddy mode. Bigfoot pegged it again into the surrounding forest and Tim went back inside. Bigfoot had had their ass whooped. Tim is a smart man. At this point, Tim said to himself that this bastard has been here twice. Chances are, he's come back. It was at this point that Tim called the police. Tim needed to know how fast an officer could get to the scene. I'm just going to let you listen to this call. Yes, the actual audio from this call is, by this point quite famously, publicly available, having been released by the Cleveland County Communications Center.
The CCCC.
Crank this out for the probers, Mr. Moonwalker. I have a dog.
Chained in barrels in my backyard.
Okay.
And they, which I've heard before, this thing screams. He come down within camera, if I have a camera, I could.
He sounds so drunk.
I don't know what it was. It wasn't upright like a man.
I don't know what it was.
And would not kill it because I was afraid to.
You killed it.
Well, I just wanted to
He's backing off. He doesn't want attendance at the crime scene.
No.
So, as you can see, completely sober, Tim Peeler, honourable and trustworthy man.
What I love is the use of the term ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. I don't know what.
What it was. Yes, ma'am.
You don't need to send an officer. It's over. I did not shoot it.
He sounds so sober.
Incredibly sober.
It is making me sound drunk.
3 a.m. sober gospel channel.
No, we can carry on.
Well, that wasn't the end of it. Tim didn't feel that he'd made himself clear because Tim called the police again.
Yes, Timmy.
Full disclosure, this call is 6 minutes. Myself and Mr. Moonwalker do need to listen to this whole clip for science, but we appreciate the audio quality isn't at today's standards. Mr. Moonwalker, Tim Peeler needs some clarity, so if you'd like to play this audio for the probers, then yeah, we'll see how long the episode is to decide whether I chop this up at all, but it is 6 minutes, so...
Cool. Here we go. Hello.
I love this man.
You probably have my address.
Yes, sir? What's going on now?
This beast is playing. My dog.
Aaron Heat.
Got five dogs.
Five now. The two are in heat. Swamp light.
Well, we're not shooting.
What did it look like?
Starting to get suspicious.
It looked like a giant ape with a man's face. But I was afraid to kill it.
Where are you, Tim?
Like a man.
Don't send anyone here.
Big. Raising heck.
Hey! Recognized him.
What I
But shoot it.
But I did not.
It's like a setup.
Hunts hogs.
This thing, some reason, tonight is coming down messing with my dogs.
We're in hate. Did not. I won't. Who knows? But I won't. But if I have to. She couldn't get off that phone quick enough, could she?
It doesn't remind me. It makes me think of there's someone back there fucking with him. And he...
He knows, but if he had to, he will not.
That someone is out there fucking with him. But he's, if he wasn't drunk, making that call to get clarification.
How could you make such an accusation?
Get clarification that he could shoot. So that if he shoots and it's not Bigfoot but a person, he's fine. He's in the free because he was told he could shoot by the police.
He saw that clarification so much and repeated that he didn't shoot one that it made me suspicious that he's already done the deed.
He's already shot.
And then when they said they'll send an officer up, he's like, shit, backtrack, and then runs off the phone to go and clear up the body. This man ended Bigfoot.
I mean, he didn't, but I wonder if there's a person out there, someone that he's not... Like, maybe he's stolen something from someone and it's in his backyard and they know it's there. So they've come to steal it back and the dogs are going crazy because they can hear that person. And then also, what if it's someone that the dogs know? Therefore,
they're getting excited.
Rather than
panicking.
Panic. And then he comes out with the light and the thing and they run off back into the forest or into the mountains.
We will get into theories in a little bit, but I'm just going to add here that I have watched Tim tell his own account that's about 10 minutes or so in length. Well, I haven't. I'll put a link in the episode notes, but I'm not going to play that one to you. But
does he mention the coyotes?
Yes, to begin with.
But yeah,
most of what we're covering today is from Tim's own words.
Ooh.
Alongside, obviously, the accounts from the police. So as we heard, Tim felt that Bigfoot was too precious a humanoid to kill, but Tim really wanted to know what would happen if that did go down, because Tim was worried that if he did nothing, Tim's dogs would be dead. But Tim definitely wouldn't kill one. Tim's own words. Tim did not kill Bigfoot.
Tim's own words.
Tim has explained that the Bigfoot had the same colour of skin as Tim, with thin hair and a beard with a moustache, both of which were silvery grey in colour. Silver face Bigfoot. That beard went all the way to Bigfoot's crotch. Tim could clearly see that Bigfoot was a male because Bigfoot was packing heat in the downstairs holster, if you catch my drift. Bigfoot had a big dick. Tim thinks that the Bigfoot had six fingers on each hand. Remember, Tim got real close and watched as Bigfoot released himself from the metal chain. Tim felt that the feet were bigger than an elephant's foot, which I'm not sure is entirely accurate, but we'll give Tim the benefit of the doubt because I haven't seen this thing and Tim has. Tim also clarified that Bigfoot was so tall that Tim's punch landed right above the navel. Tim Peeler is the man who gut punched Bigfoot.
Him in the gut. I was about to ask, so where did he hit when he punched him?
Yeah, I think when you read accounts of this that have been told by other people, it implies that he's punched them on the beak.
Yep.
Like clocked him in the face, but Tim's own words, he later clarifies that it was in the gut because of how big Tim Bigfoot was. Socked him one. Do you reckon
Pat Barry could take that punch?
Yeah, do you reckon he made him shit? Bigfoot was rolling on the floor. As we said, Bigfoot was a lover, not a fighter. Was a pacifist, just wanted to free the dogs. Got gut punched and shit.
Yep.
But yeah, someone like Tim is not the sort of person you want to mess with.
So, did the police actually turn up?
Yes.
Did the police find any evidence to of Bigfoot in the garden? Were there any?
Not exactly, but we will get onto that in a little bit.
Okay.
When I say that Bigfoot was tall, Tim saw Bigfoot brush some branches with his head as Bigfoot pegged it, and these branches were about 10 feet high, so Bigfoot is upwards of 10 feet tall. Tim also described that Bigfoot had quite a human-like face with a nose and bald upper cheeks outside of the beard. Bigfoot had a smell a bit like a skunk. Bigfoot was also ripped. This mother trucker had been on the protein shakes.
Lifting trees.
Lifting logs. The police processed this call as a suspicious person's report. When the police attended, they drove straight up the path Bigfoot had legged it down, which led towards the forest. Tim therefore believes that the police scared Bigfoot off. WCNC News covered this story and managed to interview Tim Peeler. We have the footage from their news report if you'd like to play this footage for our audience, Mr. Moonwalker. This one is only 2 minutes and summarises the incident quite nicely.
Ooh.
I'm playing you this mainly so you get to see Tim, in action. Yeah.
I get to see Tim and not his Peeler.
Continues. One man in Kayser says he encountered the mythic beast.
Ooh.
Just last week.
David Wagner.
Years since deputies in Cleveland County have heard stories like this, and New at 11 Ann Sheridan goes in search of the real Bigfoot story. I tried to call him.
Fucking snorted.
He got something that frightened even the self-proclaimed mountain man.
All right.
This thing was 10 foot tall. He had beautiful hair.
It scared me.
Sergeant Mark Self is a Cleveland County deputy.
Doesn't sound quite so slurry there, does he?
He does.
10 foot. I mean, he's got the accent.
Looking person.
But remembers the stories of a Sasquatch when he was a kid.
Was killing some animals, breaking in chicken houses, killing chickens.
It's the same M.O. that Tim says he saw for himself. The Sasquatch going after his dogs.
I come out here and rough talked him and run him off.
Got him to leave, called 911, then the creature came back.
Rough talked
him. And I said, get away from here. Get. Get. And he went right back out that path again.
Deputies filed a suspicious person report, and Tim is still recalling the details.
He looked like he had six fingers on each hand.
But even though sworn to serve and protect,
this is just totally blowing my mind that's even brought back up.
Are left manning up, at least for the cameras.
Go and get.
Bother me now. I don't think there's anything to it.
In Cleveland County and Sheridan, News Channel 36.
It just screams abnormally tall homeless man. That lives in the forest trying to find things.
My mind went to a similar place, and that is one of the alternative theories that I'll cover later. When I say cover, I'm basically going to say exactly that. So but, what were your thoughts on Tim having now seen him?
I mean, he still could have been drunk when he called.
Yeah.
But the first time you see him, he looks blind.
He's not.
I know he's not, because they do a close-up of his face, but he stands and he kind of looks like he's blind.
Maybe he's
like
not used to being in the media and whatnot, and he's just a bit nervous.
The fucking sound he made with that. What the fuck was that?
Coyote calling. I didn't even think about that one. It just came out that way. I'm doing it naturally now.
Coyote.
Tim believes that Bigfoot understood that Tim was not going to harm a Bigfoot. Tim just wanted Bigfoot away from his dogs. Yes, I know Tim gut-punched Bigfoot, but Bigfoot is smart and knows that a punch is not harm. Tim was very keen to reiterate in all of his calls that Tim was not going to kill Bigfoot, and it's quite clear that Tim wasn't calling the police after having already killed Bigfoot. Are the police even the right people to contact if you see Bigfoot? I don't know who else...
Who else would you call?
We kind of touched on this a little earlier, but what I find really interesting is that when Tim Peeler was asked if Bigfoot made any sounds, Tim says very clearly, no, but that Tim had heard them before. What if this town literally knows about Bigfoot and just lives life? Tim is an experienced woodsman and clearly wasn't flapped by Bigfoot. Unless Tim was previously very well spoken, but the shock of Bigfoot had left Tim slurring in country slang. Maybe this man was incredibly articulate until he saw Bigfoot and now his brain is frazzled.
No.
Whoa. No, but both of us chuckled when he mentioned that he'd heard them before in the video, the first one we watched. This man done seen things. He's seen things.
Again, what if it's just a bunch of kids fucking around? What? I wouldn't say every town, but there are... You watch plenty of films, and there's always the... I wouldn't even say old crazy person. There's always the person that is always deemed old and crazy that lives on their own. And... the local town kids always mess with them in some way.
Mm-hmm.
What if that is this?
Yeah. Well, what I think you're alluding to there is that you do think that Tim has seen something.
Yes.
You just don't necessarily think that it's Bigfoot. So we're saying that Tim is honourable and trustworthy.
We're saying that Tim saw what he saw.
And this is Tim's truth.
Yep. Not necessarily the truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm there with you, really. That is pretty much Tim's story, so I had a quick probe to see if I could find any other Bigfoot calls, and you know what? I could. In 1990, in Kitsap Peninsula, Washington State, which I think is across the country from North Carolina, a reasonable man saw a huge figure bolt across the yard. I'm just going to let you listen to this one, Mr. Moonwalker and the Probers, because this call is just under 2 minutes and is pretty self-explanatory. I love that the police release these calls. gold mine.
Okay, here we go.
7-1, what are you reporting?
We got someone or something crawling around out here.
Did you see who it was? Was it a person or an animal or?
I can't tell. All I know is that my sensor light came on and I just happened to glimpse and see this thing running across the yard. A good sized man or something. It looks like a man. I don't know what it was. Just it ran across the yard.
Okay. You've had problems in the neighborhood before?
Yeah, my dog was killed here just recently. I don't know what it was. Whatever it is. It's running. I couldn't catch it if I was going to chase it. So whatever it was standing out here looking through the window now and I don't see anything. I don't want to go outside. Jesus Christ, you better... Kara, stay up.
Hello?
Get somebody out here.
What's going on now, sir?
That son of a bitch is about 6'9", I don't know.
Do you see him now, sir?
Yes, I'm looking right at him.
Uh-oh. Okay, hang on.
He's right.
Is he in your yard, sir?
Yeah, God, he's big.
Okay, what's he doing in your yard?
He's looking at me.
And the guy is on foot.
I don't know what it's a big, real big person. That's all I can say.
Okay, but it is a person.
I'd say it was a person, somebody really big. But he's all in black.
Is he a black male or a white male? Did you actually see what it, or was he just wearing black?
He's all black and he's big. He is big.
So I am fully on board with this call. This one is so convincing to me. One thing you do not want to hear from the emergency call handler is,
Uh-oh,
these folks have heard it all. They've heard the worst type of shit you can't even comprehend. And this has made them go, uh-oh.
It's like, yeah, it's gone. Shit is back! Uh-oh.
She's got nothing to help in that situation.
I think the problem there is not 100% clear whether that's a male or not.
Well, would you be, if you'd seen this in your back garden, because you might not believe
I would have said it's not a human.
But then you don't want to sound silly and you might not believe in the paranormal or cryptids and whatnot.
This is America. My dog had just been killed. I'm getting a 12 gauge.
I'm throwing poo bags left, and right, and centre.
And I'm walking out there like, sup, bitch? Boom, taking legs.
You're killing Bigfoot. You are Tim Peeler, is basically what you're saying now.
Yeah.
Your voice suddenly changes.
Yeah.
I was watching the Gospel Channel. That's why he's watching the Gospel Channel, to ask for forgiveness for what he'd done.
What killed his dog, though? That's what I want to know.
Bigfoot.
Like, did he just go out there and his dog was dead?
Yeah.
Or was it, like, torn to shreds? Was it, like, maimed?
I believe it was harmed, yes, but there aren't too many details on that side available.
What if they just released
the calls? Could have, but yeah, that's another interesting theory.
Just a big bear went out there and... Because some bears, when they stand on their hind legs, are fucking huge.
Yeah. So you're saying that Tim Peeler saw something, Washington Man saw a bear.
Yep.
Damn it. We don't know what happened to the Washington Bigfoot witness. Well, I know that the police attended and all was okay, other than the dog being dead a week or so earlier, but we don't know what happened to the witness. What we do know is that the sheriff's office received a photo of a potential Bigfoot in the garden of another resident in the same area a week later. I guess we need to ponder at this point. What else could Tim Peeler and others have seen if not Bigfoot? Theory one, I guess, is that Tim saw a bear. However, Tim was a mountain man who mentioned hunting bears as well as hogs. Hog hunter. Therefore, it is allegedly, truthfully, unlikely that Tim saw a bear. Bears are usually between 5 and 7 feet tall, which is still a fair bit smaller than what Tim saw. Let's not talk about them being 10 or 12 feet tall when standing on their hind legs. Tim could have seen an actual escaped gorilla or other monkey or ape. This is America and people keep weird pets. Maybe There is a small group of apes living in this sparsely populated area. Population 297. That'd be a pretty good place to live if you're something of that nature that don't want to be seen by people.
Mm-hmm.
You're not being strolling around New York. The elephant in the room is that Tim admittedly did sound a little bit ever so slightly trashed. Drunk. Hammered. Inebriated. This, combined with the darkness of 3 a.m., could have led Tim misinterpreting any of the creatures we've just mentioned. It's also possible that this was a hoax. However, we've today looked into the eyes of Tim Peeler, and this man is a serious man. Do you think there is anything but truth behind those eyes, Mr. Moonwalker?
No. There's Tim's truth.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean it is the truth.
Yeah.
Tim's truth, Tim's truth. What you gonna do?
Can you imagine if he gut punched a bear? That is crazy to think about. Massive bear, and he thinks it's just he's gonna be all right if he clocks it. And he was, to be fair, psyched out the bear.
What if he just punched a tree? He's that drunk. He's looking out, and like the tree branches look like a giant person, and he punched it. And it
was a yeah. Tree. What?
Get. Go on, get.
I love that he said that as well. I'm going to be saying that all the time now.
Go on, get. Get.
Now, for the final possibility, I'm going to share quite a sad event from April 2012. A 44-year-old man in a ghillie suit was struck by a vehicle whilst walking across US Highway 93, south of Kalispell in America. Whilst down on the road, the chap was then struck by a second vehicle. It's not known which of the impacts finished the man off, but the man in the suit passed away. The vehicles were reportedly both driven by teenagers, and there is no suggestion of fault there. I only mention that as the now deceased man had been trying to convince people that they had seen Bigfoot, and yes, it was reported that alcohol may have been involved. That is potentially going to really impact those drivers for the rest of their life. Sad shit all around. We'll link to this news article about that in our episode notes for those interested, but I mention this because the final possibility is that what Tim saw was actually a person in a suit with a dick. It was dark. This could have been someone living off the land in a camouflage suit, and Tim Peeler has popped them in the beak, possibly worse. Tim Peeler was not a man to be messed with. I would not try to fool this man. It could even have been someone living off the land looking for food, and Tim mistook them for an animal and socked them in the stomach. That is pretty much every possibility covered off, and we are about ready to summarise.
What if these people, or this person that was living off the land, wore stilts or something to appear bigger
to scare
so that
people, off.
People wouldn't mess with them because they are large?
I mean, it's theoretically possible, I guess.
Just thinking, because he punched them in the stomach.
Yeah, so they had to be pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
But then remember, he might have been ever so slightly inebriated.
That is true.
So that just might have been where the wayward punch went.
He might have swung and fell as he punched.
And his drunken mind wanted to big himself up, so he was like, he was massive. He was so tall.
They were like 4'2" and they beat the shit out of him. Took one of his dogs.
In summary, we've met honourable and trustworthy Tim Peeler, a classy individual who had the closest of encounters with Sassy themselves, Bigfoot. Tim's dogs were in heat, which Tim thinks attracted the Sasquatch. Tim had heard a commotion in the garden, which interrupted his gospel channel at 3 a.m. And as Tim went outside, thinking it was coyotes, Tim saw a large creature. Tim approached, and Tim poked a stick at Bigfoot, telling Bigfoot to get. Bigfoot did. Tim went back to the gospel channel, but shortly after, Bigfoot returned. When Tim headed back outside, Sassy had gotten caught up in the dog chains as the dog had started panicking and ran around Bigfoot. Tim saw Bigfoot calmly untie the chain from his legs. Tim squared up to Bigfoot and landed a gut punch. Bigfoot legged it. After this, Tim knew that Bigfoot may return, so Tim called the police. We listened to Tim's police calls, and it's safe to say that Tim hadn't been drinking, allegedly, truthfully. The police came for a look around, but found nothing. We then listened to a similar, yet not quite so similar, well, we heard a potentially sober call from a chap in Washington State who saw Bigfoot, and Bigfoot saw the man. I saw Bigfoot. Now I understand. We don't know what happened next. All was fine, but we do not know. Do we? Do we? Maybe we don't.
Maybe we do.
We theorized as to whether these were mistaken bear sightings, escaped apes, substance-influenced misinterpretations, humans in suits, or hoaxes. Do you want to discuss anything further before we conclude, Mr. Moonwalker?
He made him shit like Hatton.
I keep going back to Tim wanting to reiterate that
I did not kill him.
What would happen if he shot?
Uh-huh. What are you thinking?
It's a person.
He shot him.
It's a person that he knows.
You think Tim killed a man?
Because Bigfoot apparently just unwraps himself from the chains of the dogs.
It's a human-like capability there.
Again, if this is a person that the dogs know, it's going to be a lot easier for them to just get the, like, unwrap the chains.
Possibly.
If the dogs don't know them, then they're going to go wild and potentially bite them. Mm-hmm. If the dogs do know them, they can just kind of get themselves out and be gone.
Yeah.
Get. Go on, get. Go on, get. Get on now. And also, the other call that we heard.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it almost sounds like he laughs.
I think he was flabbergasted. I've listened to that call over and over, and that one strikes me as really genuine.
But
he's looking at me. Uh-oh.
I think that's a bear.
Yeah.
Like, because over here, I can see people doing things where they dress up in some weird kind of suit and jump into people's gardens to set things off and leg it. That's much riskier over in America because they have
people
guns.
Can just buy guns from supermarkets, which is
and
bonkers.
If you're on their land and you're deemed a threat,
boom, quite literally,
you can get shot.
Yeah,
so it's not worth it. So I can't see them doing that, which then leads me to it must be an animal of some kind, and I go bear.
Bigfoot.
Bear.
Bigfoot. Bear, big feet.
Go peel yourself.
Are you saying that it was Bigfoot?
No.
Are you
I'm
sure?
Not.
Do you want to take another go at that?
No.
Are you saying?
I'm saying it's possibly someone Tim knew, or Tim was that drunk that he thought he saw Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely wasn't Bigfoot or Sassy. And the other call that we heard, I think, was more likely to be a bear.
Yeah, okay. Well, this episode is the second time we've covered Bigfoot so far. As we said earlier, haven't looked at the Patterson footage on patreon.com. Every time I think of Bigfoot, though, I think of Tim Peeler's call. I heard that quite a while ago, and it's just where my mind goes to every time. Go on, get! Do I think that Tim saw Bigfoot? I think that Tim thinks that's what he saw, but I think a lot of these sightings are misinterpreted bears in the shadows, and I think it's all the more easy to misinterpret an animal when someone is flat out hammered. Tim was absolutely steaming, wasn't he? I mean, he still had the country slang, don't get me wrong, but when you watch that news clip that we played on the episode or when you watch his own accounts, he speaks much more fluently than he did in that call.
Mm-hmm.
He was smashed.
Wasted.
Absolutely wasted.
Off the moonshine.
And yeah, I agree with you. The Washington call, more likely a bear than Tim's call. But I also think that man doesn't seem wasted. And he feels like he would have more been more able to recognise if it was a bear, so that does intrigue me, but I lean more towards bear than I do anything else. But yeah, I'm not saying that it was Biggie.
It was Diddy.
But I was close on the second one. Do you have any final thoughts, Mr. Moonwalker?
Also, if it was a bear in Tim's account, he punched a bear and lived.
Like I said, I'm not joking at all. I would not F with this man. This man has got all sorts of country contraptions and whatnot, and will not bat an eyelid. He's potentially gotten away with murder. I don't mean that. Don't come for us, Tim.
You tell us to get.
Go on, get. But yeah, like I say, this man is equipped to deal with shit living where he lives. That is a wrap for today. Thank you for listening to But It Was Aliens. If you enjoy the show, want to support the show, would be interested in hearing some more, you should maybe definitely think about heading over to the darkest corner of the internet over at patreon.com/butitwasaliens. There, each month, we release bonus episodes, otherwise known as side probes, monthly. We release them each month. And there we probe. Monthly, we probe the dirtiest of paranormal events alongside mysteries and conspiracies, just like we do on the main show.
Once a month.
Without the aliens and dialed up to 11 each month.
Every 4 weeks.
We release those monthly. You can gain access to those monthly episodes for quite literally less than a cup of coffee. When inflation went up, our prices went down, folks. This is completely unsustainable and will go on forever. Each month. If you have suggestions for future cases, you can share episode suggestions with us on the X Twitter.
On the Twitter!
At But It Was Aliens. You could also say howdy howdy on Facebook, where connected to the slightly neglected But It Was Aliens fan page is a secretly public private group called Extraterrestrial Towers. Being a member of Extraterrestrial Towers grants you protection from the aliens when they invade. That is a guarantee. The aliens will check your membership. It's like Santa's naughty and nice list, only involving less sack. Now that I've said that, it makes it sound like I'm trying to cover up some rather heavy sack involvement, but I'm absolutely not. Your sack is safe with us. That includes lady sacks.
I mean,
no sacks were harmed in the making of this podcast.
Kev's isn't safe if you get me a 1967 Shelby GT500.
No one has one of those.
You can have his left.
That is it for this episode. Absolutely, that is it. So until next time. Did Chewbacca have a human penis? Or one of those red rocket things like a dog? The truth is up there. Hashtag Proba. Wow.
Punch Bigfoot.